Welcome to another installment of Queer Talk Radio. This is Carter Witt, and I will be your guest interviewer today. And my guest today is Lindsay Godwin, who is the Manager of Education with Planned Parenthood of Middle and East Tennessee. Welcome, Lindsay.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming in today, and we're going to be talking about a variety of things, specifically an event coming up. But I'm going to put you on the hot seat first. I want to ask about you.
Okay.
And so how'd you end up in Nashville and working for Planned Parenthood?
I came to Nashville to go to Divinity School at Vanderbilt University and focused my studies on sexuality and religion and where those intersect. A lot of times we think of them as
intersect or clash?
Yes.
Yes.
All of the above. A lot of times we do think of them as very divergent, but for a large portion of the population, faith is important in some way, shape, or form. Faith, spirituality, religiosity, any number of aspects. And for pretty much all human beings, sexuality is part of what it means to be human in terms of how we live, the decisions we make, how we, you know, partner with other folks. And so the two have to intersect at some point. And so my interest is right there. And I graduated, and there was a position in the education department at Planned Parenthood, and it allowed me to take those ideas and sort of put them on the ground and do some real conversations around sexuality, sexual health, decision-making, relationships. It's been really cool.
And now you're educating Middle Tennessee, East Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Are you educating about Planned Parenthood? Or are you educating about sexual and sexual health, or are you, it's a big umbrella?
It's a really big umbrella. The bulk of what we do is around sexual health and decision making. We, in Middle Tennessee specifically, we do a lot of stuff specifically around teens. So helping them have the information and skills that they need to make good decisions around sexuality, to, if they choose to be abstinent, to be abstinent, to if they choose to be sexually active, how they're going to protect themselves and make that safe, how they're going to communicate in relationships and, actually act out on their values and decisions. So that's a bulk of what we do here. But we also do trainings for professionals. We do parent trainings, helping parents figure out how to talk to their kids about sexuality issues or answer questions and that sort of stuff. And we also do some just general community-based stuff. And that's some of sometimes the more interesting stuff, because that's when we get to talk about some of the more far-flung topics than you get to discuss in a high school classroom. So we get to have, for instance, one of the professional trainings that we've been doing lately is called That's So Gay. So taking that phrase that is so problematic and utilizing it as a way to have a conversation with counselors, with teachers, with other folks about how you diffuse that, how you discuss why that's problematic, and how you start creating a safer space for folks who identify as GLBTQI and whatnot.
Right.
So,
And
so we do all those things, and we talk about Planned Parenthood.
And this is, of course, I did want to kind of give a chance to explain. It is a Middle and East Tennessee-based organization, so it's one entity for both, for the two sections of the state.
Yes. Several years ago, there was Planned Parenthood of sort of Eastern Tennessee, there's Planned Parenthood of Middle Tennessee, and those two affiliates combined to create one affiliate. There is also Memphis, it's the Planned Parenthood of the Greater Memphis region. And so they basically cover Memphis and everything north, sort of like a corridor of the western part of the state. And we have sort of just a little bit west of Davidson County and over, and just a little bit of Kentucky.
Right.
But,
right.
Yeah, so that's how we're split up. And it's just, there used to be, for Planned Parenthood, just nationwide, there used to be a lot of smaller affiliates. And in terms of resources and stuff, there's continual movement to merging those affiliates so that there can be more collaborative work.
It's larger service areas, not duplicating services.
Exactly.
In this day and age, the practical use of resources, all that good stuff.
Exactly. Absolutely.
So this mission, what is Planned Parenthood? Oh, my. we can't talk about that.
Right.
But you are talking about that. What's going on?
For Planned Parenthood, our mission at its core is about equipping people with the information and skills and resources that they need to make the decisions that they need to make and want to make for their sexual health. A lot of times Planned Parenthood gets labeled as an organization that's trying to push a specific agenda or idea on somebody. And for us, where it ultimately comes down to is an individual's ability and right to make the decisions that they need to for their body in terms of how they live out their sexual decisions, how they keep themselves healthy, all those sorts of things. And so that is ultimately where we come down. And then it sort of gets split into three categories.
Right. I would call those life skills. Mm-hmm. And so that leads to broad community support. We're mm-hmm. talking straight community, gay community, other service areas are overlapping. Mm-hmm. But you do have some GLB-specific areas of programming?
Yeah, so we, I'm trying to figure out where to start. We're known for our health center more than anything, and a lot of times folks think, oh, Planned Parenthood, health center, just for women. Well, one, it's not just for women. It's not just birth control. It is a wide range of sexual health services, including birth control, emergency contraception, sexually transmitted infection testing and treatment, as well as cancer screenings and just general health care and those sorts of things. Then we have our education and we have our advocacy work. Probably more overtly, you see us talking about non-heterosexual sexuality identities and gender identities that don't necessarily fit in the norm, because we think it's very important to be one of the voices that is talking about the issues that somebody who has same-sex attraction faces, the discrimination that folks face, the laws that limit what folks are able to do, and the just the issues that come out. So you'll see us talk, we'll partner with TEP, for instance, or other GLBTQ organizations to do advocacy work with them. So standing against things like the Don't Say Gay Bill, that's something our advocacy department does. And education, like I already talked about, the training that we do, but also just in our everyday training, making sure that we are talking about same-sex attraction, same-sex relationships, somebody who doesn't necessarily identify in terms of gender as strictly male or female, talking about those things in a way that normalizes them, so that it's not like, oh, those people, there are no those people. We are surrounded every day by folks of various and sundry different orientations and identities, and we want to recognize and honor all of those.
Right.
If you come back to our health services, we strive to create a health center and space that is open and welcoming to everyone. A lot of LGBTQ folks avoid going to the doctor in general, or avoid seeking sexual health services because they're fearful of discrimination that they'll face. The questions, the sort of judging looks, or even getting a message from a doctor like, oh, you shouldn't be having sex with other guys, or you shouldn't be having sex with the girls, or that, you know, all the sort of stuff that people hear on a daily basis.
Right.
So we work on creating an environment that is safe and open and supportive
across
of everyone, just
across the board.
And, you know, creating a safe space for you to discuss whatever questions and things you have.
Right.
So.
Right. And certainly, I guess Planned Parenthood is part of the national discussion on GLBT health. That's mm-hmm. That's sort of and that's a new program.
Mm-hmm.
Studies are out mm-hmm. and more discussion and mm-hmm. and was it last year on a national on a U.S. level that we had sort of a more of a recognized statement on GLBT health? So.
Yeah. Last year there were several pieces that came out. There have been some growing sort of undercurrents, but they're becoming a little bit stronger. One that specifically came out last year was specifically focused on men who have sex with men and HIV, specifically in the South, and how the South and how men who have sex with men who live in the South disproportionately are carrying the burden of HIV. Because of lack of services, because of an environment that isn't supportive, because of fact that folks can't have open conversations, can't feel safe, all these sort of factors. And so that's one piece of this broader conversation around LGBT health and healthcare and access to services and comfort medical settings and, yeah.
So for some people, we still have a long way to go.
Oh, yes. Tremendously. Tremendously.
So you were talking about some of your collaborations, mm-hmm. and so you have a big one coming up here, starting December 1st.
I'm super excited about it.
Or the focal day is December 1st, excuse me.
So for those who don't know, World AIDS Day is December 1st every year, and HIV is one of the places that we do a lot of work, HIV prevention, treatment, and partnering with other AIDS service organizations in the area. This is the fifth year of the Nashville World AIDS Day Coalition, and it started in 2007 as a film festival. So several days of film festival specifically focusing on HIV as it was experienced in various parts of the world. We've now, in the last 3 years, including this year, condensed it into one night of a sort of multimedia extravaganza. I don't really know what else to call it. It's a lot of different things. It's going to be pretty fantastic. We're excited about it.
Cool. So when's this going to be taking place here in Nashville?
So on the doors open at 6 o'clock on World AIDS Day, which is December 1st. So that's Thursday. It's a week after Thanksgiving.
Yes. Easy to find.
It's at Ingram Hall on Vanderbilt's campus. They are one of our...
Or we should say in Ingram Hall inside the Blair School of Music on Vanderbilt campus.
Yes, you're right. It gets a little complicated when you get all the pieces in there. But they are partnering with us in donating the space, which is fantastic.
Very nice.
And the staff to really make this production come to life. So it is easily found just off of... It's not Wedgwood right there,
is it? It's Blakemore. Blakemore and 25th at that point.
Yes, Blakemore and 25th. It changes several ways. So it's Blakemore and 25th right there, and there's actually free parking in the garage right across the street. If you park after 5, it's free.
Right.
So it's easy to get to, easily accessible, and we're pretty stoked about it. It's going to be a multimedia event. There's going to be live music, live dance, sort of spoken word. The PG-13 players are going to perform. And they're also videos of folks in this area telling their stories of how they've either been affected by HIV or infected by HIV. That's why we're going with the theme Faces of HIV.
Right.
So telling those stories and bringing them to life and seeing the multiple dimensions of the ways that HIV affects lives. And they're not all sad sob stories, which people oftentimes are like, oh, HIV is, horrendous and awful. And there are definitely difficulties for somebody living with HIV, but there's also, joy in those stories. And those are lives that are very, very rich. And so we're working to honor the folks who do the work around HIV, who live with HIV, who do awareness raising, and all the different pieces. So.
The steps forward.
Yes.
Yeah.
And definitely moving forward. There'll be messages about getting tested and everyone being tested and, what we can do to create a generation without HIV.
Wow.
That's sort of a phrase that is coming out more and more right now. I know that Obama has been talking about it, but I know that there are other organizations that are starting to talk about how we create the next generation of folks and make sure that HIV is that part of that generation.
Wow.
So it's a huge thing to reach for, but it's a good goal.
It's an amazing goal. I'm taking a moment myself. I haven't really heard that phrase rolling around lately, and it gives me something to pause to think about, I'm old enough to remember before there was HIV, and so it's been an interesting switch to think we could come past it that quickly.
Yeah.
So if folks are missed any of the chitter chatter about World AIDS Day, there is a website for it, correct?
There's the Nashville World AIDS Day website, but I would also suggest that folks, which they can go to, it's just worldaidsdaynashville.org. But I would also recommend that people check us out on Facebook because we are continually updating and also advertising for other things that are leading up to it and other really great things that are happening in the community around HIV, around LGBT issues, around all sorts of things that are in some way, shape, or form related. So you could find out not only about our event, but also find out about other really cool things that are happening in the community. Mm-hmm. And again, you go to Facebook and you search World AIDS Day Nashville, and it's going to come up.
So that's your biggest project on the horizon. Yes. Are there any other regional outreach or community projects you want to take a moment to plug?
That's a good question. The PG-13 players are continually doing their work, and they're a group of teen peer educators who are actually trained around sexuality and sexual health issues, who use open-ended skits to evoke conversation.
And they're supported through Planned Parenthood?
Yeah, they're a Planned Parenthood sort of group organization, and they go to schools, they go to community groups, sometimes actually do work with universities as well to help folks sort of start having some of those conversations about how teens address and deal with a broad range of sexuality issues. Right. This year they're focusing on healthy relationships and sexual decision making, sexual assault, and talking about assault. So mm-hmm. talking about not only one person's experience of that, but how bystanders or the folks who are around can also be supportive, help keep an assault from happening, those sorts of things.
Right.
And then there's also an LGB skit. It's focused specifically on a teen who's coming out, but it's more about the reaction of her friends and sort of how what happens for those friends. So she's very comfortable in what she's doing, but those friends aren't necessarily comfortable. And so, like, what is the role of your support system when somebody comes out?
Wow. Well, that's a wonderful idea, because we're always talking about the questioning youth and helping them, mm-hmm. but the friends around need some help even.
Yeah, absolutely.
And of course the PG-13 players is targeted toward teenagers, young adult.
It is targeted toward teenagers, but it's interesting. A lot of times parents or people who work with youth find it really engaging as well, because it's a way of having some of the conversations about what a youth is thinking or what youth are doing in a way that's a little bit safer, because it's not me actually talking to my youth, it's talking to other youth.
Right.
So it can be really engaging. So that's another thing that's happening all the time. And we also, just for Planned Parenthood in general, you can keep an eye out for some of our events, like our Cocktails for a Cause. Every few months we have a fun night out to do a little awareness raising, do a little fundraising, and hang out somewhere in the Nashville area.
So let's talk about your presence on the web. So if mm-hmm. folks want to catch
yes.
up with other information, or if anything went by too fast. So there is a specific website for Planned Parenthood of Middle Tennessee and East Tennessee.
Yes, you got it. It's www.ppmet.org.
ppmet.org.
Exactly. You can also find us on Facebook as
right.
well.
And, of course, the ubiquitous Facebook.
Absolutely.
And as of yesterday, Google Plus is next one on. So, so wonderful. And they'll be able to access general information about, supporting mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood, because you always want to bring in some love energy.
Yep.
You need that.
Bring it.
And services are all confidential, mm-hmm. and a certain way to reach through the site to make connection if folks need to.
Yeah, and a person could actually even make an appointment through our website if they chose to. There's a phone number. You can call the health center directly, or you can make an appointment through online services, and that sometimes is better for folks.
Would you want to go ahead and give out the general number for the office?
Absolutely. 615-321-7216. And there is an automated voice system. You just listen to the options, and I'll get you to talk to the person you need.
Wonderful. Right.
So.
Great. Well, Lindsay, I want to thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to check in with us and give us all this information so that we can help folks find their way to your door.
Absolutely. We're excited about it. Can I take a minute to recognize our community partners for World AIDS Day? Is that okay?
Yes. I should have done that a little earlier.
Oh, you're okay. I meant to work it in. I didn't. So just so everyone knows, World AIDS Day is not just a Planned Parenthood event. It is a community-wide event. There are a lot of organizations that make this happen, including Brothers United, the Comprehensive Care Center, Delta Sigma Theta alumni, the Lawala Foundation, First Response Center at the Metropolitan Interdenominational Church, Nashville Cares, Project COPE at Meharry, StreetWorks, the Tennessee AIDS Education and Training Center, Vanderbilt Institute for Global Health, and the Vanderbilt HIV Vaccine Program. So we work together all year to put on this event. We're really excited about it.
So many hands do make light work on
exactly.
this one. Wow, and that's going to bring a lot of stuff. It sounds like a wonderful evening. And as you mentioned, there in the Ingram Hall inside the Blair School of Music, it's a great facility. So
yeah.
We do want to remind folks that it's doors open 6 p.m. on December 1st.
Yes.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Lindsay Godwin, the Manager of Education for Planned Parenthood of Middle and East Tennessee. Thank you again for talking with me.
Absolutely. Thank you, Carter.
Queer Talk Radio is a Joyce Arnold production, airing during DJ Ron's Out of the Closet. Archives of Queer Talk Radio can be found at queertalkradio.podomatic.com. This is Carter Witt, serving as your guest interviewer for today. Thank you for tuning in.